It's 8:35 on a Wednesday morning. Joining us now in our studios is the chairperson of the Book Fair 2023, Mark Hyman. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
Good to be here. Thank you so much for coming in today. It's it's almost Book Fair time.
Almost.
Well, at least for the general public, anyway.
Well, it's been my life for a few months now, but we're getting there.
You know, let's talk about, if somebody is not familiar with the Book Fair, it's such a tradition here in Northfield. It is been going on for what, 60?
60. Well, this is the 60th Book Fair. We missed a few years in COVID, mm-hmm. and maybe one or two earlier on, but this thing has been going on for generations now.
Wow.
It started on somebody's back porch as, you know, some books and a few boxes, and they didn't imagine that it would turn into the huge event that it has become.
Yeah, it really has. And you look, especially last year, you know, it took a couple of years off because of the pandemic. We locked down the first year, and that happened right after, or right before, I should say. The book fair. And then the following year, still, the conditions weren't really right to have one there. So last year, wow, you were back with, I want to say a vengeance. That wouldn't be a right word, but wow, it was the busiest book fair ever.
It was amazing. We started our sorting 2 week period with two garages worth of boxes that had been piled up over the 2 years, and so we weren't sure we were going to get through everything, but we did. And when we opened the sale, people were lined up as they are, you know, all the way around the parking lot of the ice arena. We had like 600 people come in the first 6 minutes.
Wow!
I've got a video of this crowd rushing into the building, trying to get their hands on the books as fast as they can.
It's like a British soccer match.
It was amazing, and we raised the most we've ever raised. The last year we raised $81,000.
$81,000. Wow! Let's talk about where that money goes to. It's put on by the Hospital Auxiliary.
That's right.
And it this is one of the biggest. One of the bigger events of the year, because it takes so much planning and so much work by so many people. But let's talk about the auxiliary and the things that they do.
Yeah, I didn't really know that much about the auxiliary before I got involved. Mm-hmm. So it's been a real learning experience for me. It's this great organization that works alongside the Northfield Hospital and sort of helps to fill in gaps and find areas that they can provide extra support. So the book fair has raised about $1.2 million over the years that has gone to projects that help enhance the community's experience at the Northfield Hospital. So in the last year, the auxiliary bought some heated recliners for folks who are using the cancer care and infusion center, and some new equipment that they wanted for the birth center. They also completed some work on the education room at the EMS headquarters that they use for doing programs and training out there. And there are a number of ongoing things that the auxiliary does as well. They have a Health Finders medication fund that they contribute to, and they've got a scholarship fund for people looking to go into healthcare careers. So it's a wonderful community service organization that, you know, I think we all are able to take advantage of when we use the hospital facilities.
And that the efforts for the auxiliary, the people that are involved, the volunteers that are involved, it's really a year-round thing. You know, you're in the spotlight for a couple of weeks a year, but really there's things that just go on all year.
That's right. It's an organization that's active throughout the year, and it's a membership organization that people can join if they are interested in being part of that effort.
Now let's talk about this year's book fair. It's almost time, not quite yet, almost time to start the donation process. Leading into that, at what point do you get the arena? I know they've been playing hockey there still.
Right.
I don't know if they're done now.
No, they're done. The ice is done. I think they've cleared everything out. The last events on the ice, I think, were a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
So they're getting everything prepped for the spring and summer season when everything's out on the concrete. But
at what time does the auxiliary... When are you able to go and start setting up and getting organized and ready for the onslaught of books?
Well, we'll be setting up for ourselves on Monday the 10th, and then we open the doors to the public to bring books in starting on Tuesday the 11th of April.
Okay.
And then we're there basically 9 to 5 during the weekdays, and then Saturday from 9 to 1 p.m. That's Saturday the 15th.
How many people do you have sorting out the books? Because they're all put in general categories.
Right,
and such.
Right. Oh,
yeah.
We've got about 50 people who are managing the general categories.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got another, I would guess, 50, 60, 75 people who help to sort the books and run things around in the ice arena and you know, recycle cardboard. There's so many different jobs involved.
It's
a huge crew that we have to keep track of.
And you don't have a whole lot of time to do that.
No.
The clock's running.
Exactly. We've got 2 weeks to take all the books in and get everything sorted out into categories and arranged beautifully for people to shop. And then we've got basically 5 days to run the sale.
And books are the kind of the showcase, what everybody talks about. But it's not just books that they can donate. There are some other items.
There are. It's mainly books. It's a book sale. Mm-hmm. But we take CDs and vinyl, and DVDs and some puzzles and games. So, you know, mostly books, but some book-adjacent stuff as well, other media.
Mm-hmm. And I want to say recorded books, books on tape, which is a term we used to use back in the 90s.
and we'll take recorded books, but we'd rather not have the tapes. Cassettes are one of those things that we find are not selling anymore. So if you have cassettes, go ahead and just throw those away because nobody buys them.
So once again, it starts on April the 11th.
April the 11th is the first day for mm-hmm. taking donations. And just bring your boxes in.
9 to 5.
Yeah.
All right. Once again, we're talking with Mark Hyman. He is the chair of the book fair this year, the Hospital Auxiliary's book fair. The actual dates of the show, when do people start lining up? Because the time you open and the time people start lining up are not necessarily the same. I don't even know if they're the same day. Because you have people waiting out there for hours.
Hours. Yeah. So we open at 5 p.m. on Tuesday, April 25th. And there's often people waiting out there starting about noon. Some of the really diehard book fans and book dealers, they want to get in line and be the first ones through that door. So 5 p.m. on Tuesday, and then the rest of that week, we're open all day from 9 to 9. Mm-hmm. So you can come in the morning, you can come late in the evening after work. So from Wednesday through Friday, it's 9 to 9. Starting on Friday, we've got a special deal. Everything is half price of what it's marked. And then on Saturday morning, for the first few hours of that sale, we've got a bag sale where you can just grab a grocery bag and fill it up, and mm-hmm. $5 per bag. And then the very last part of the sale, which is always the most exciting part, starting at 1 p.m. on Saturday until 3 p.m., that last 2 hours, everything in the arena is free. So you can come in, fill boxes, fill bags, haul it away, because we don't want it. But it's amazing how people come in and they go crazy and fill up their boxes and bags and just carry all the stuff away, which is great because we want all the books and everything to go. We don't want to have to recycle anything if we can help it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I have gotten a kick out of your social media posts. You have a book cover of the day, a book of the day.
I've spent the last few years working in the children's section, which mm-hmm. is always great fun. We have families come in and help us work, but there's so many odd books that come through, and you kind of wonder, who is this book intended for? it's kind of fun to pick up a book and take a picture of the cover and poster for people to laugh at, because strange stuff gets published.
Yeah, especially when you go back 50, 100
oh,
years.
Oh, absolutely.
And I've seen some of them have been posted. You posted ones from like the 20s?
Oh, yeah. We get books going back to the early 19th century that come through. And sometimes people think that old books are always valuable, but a lot of old books are just old. But we've got an entire section dedicated to vintage and collectible books, and there's mm-hmm. always a lot of fascinating stuff that comes through there.
All right, yeah, that is interesting, and you understand that how times change when you look at some of those covers and you think, well, what was the world like back
right.
in 1926 or whatever? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mark Hyman once again is with us. He is with the Northfield Book Fair, the chair this year of the book fair. The 60th annual Northfield Hospital Auxiliary Book Fair is coming up on the 25th. Was it the 25th?
The 25th is when the sale mm-hmm. starts. That's right. But start bringing your books on the 11th, because it's the books that people donate that make this thing possible.
Yeah.
And it's the auxiliary is a charitable organization, so you can get a tax receipt for the books that you bring in mm-hmm. if you want to write those off on your taxes. So it's a win for everybody.
All right. Mark, is there anything else you'd like to mention about either the book fair or the hospital auxiliary?
I just want to give a shout out to all of our volunteers because it's a fabulous crew of folks, and we're always bringing new people in. Everyone works so hard to make this event happen, and I think it's something that so many people in Northfield look forward to. So I'm glad to have everybody involved and everybody coming to buy books.
It's a wonderful tradition here in Northfield, and we're all looking forward to the book fair again. We'll have to have you on again before the book fair starts.
I'd love to do it.
Have a progress report.
Great.
All right. Mark Hyman, once again, the chair of this year's Hospital Auxiliary Book Fair.